Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to Playing the Field. I can't believe I'm already on my 9th episode. Like, I've been doing this for 9 weeks. That's really crazy because it totally doesn't feel that long. And I'm really, really grateful that I've gotten this far. And I'm grateful for my listeners and people who give me, like, constructive criticism every week on how to, you know, attract more listeners or make it, like, better, different things I should talk about. I do really appreciate that. And as I've mentioned before, please, if there is anything you would like to hear me talk about in, like, particular, please let me know, because I love suggestions, and also sometimes it helps me jumpstart my, like, creative mind. Like, I haven't really been in a space where I've needed to tap into my creativity that often, so sometimes it is a little hard for me to stay inspired, and I try and only work on things when I'm really, really inspired. So sometimes it's hard, but I'm really grateful to be here, especially during these times that are a little bit hard, and so sometimes we just need something to get our mind off things. However, I don't think that's exactly going to happen today, because this episode does talk about the quarantine. And I want to note here that I really didn't want to talk about it because it is, like, really negative. Especially, it's been hard for me to really, like, stay away from the mass hysteria and, like, all the negativity and pessimism, because it's just not me. I'm not that kind of person, or I've strayed away from being that kind of person, but I get sucked into it really easily, especially with how much it's being talked about. So I'm really here to talk about today, like I put in the bio for this, about, because everyone's like, or not everyone, but I've had a couple friends be like, wow, like, you're really, really optimistic right now. And, you know what, there's so many things to be bummed about. I understand that. I don't not relate to that. And I don't not understand. I haven't been working for almost 2 months now, and it sucks. I love working. And, you know, so I can empathize and talk and, like, relate to you guys on some level who are really, really pessimistic and not really enjoying this time too much. I'm not saying that I've been enjoying this time, but I've been learning how to make it work for me. And I think that's really important, is figuring out how to make your environment work towards you in a beneficial sort of way rather than negative. So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today, how I'm surviving quarantine and how to make it suck less and stay optimistic and positive during these times, because that is the only way you're going to get through it, because we're here, we can't do anything about it, and we might as well make the best of it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how I'm surviving quarantine. And I kind of like the idea of making it titled How to Make Quarantine Suck Less, because we still got a little bit of time on it, not as much now, so I kind of wish I would have put this out earlier. Oh, my dog came in to say hi. However, I just really didn't want to draw more attention to it than need be, but we're going to talk about it a little bit today, and hopefully everyone can leave this, after listening to this episode, feeling a little bit lighter at the very least. So again, thank you for tuning in, and without further ado, I will talk more. So my first note here that I have about how to survive quarantine and make it suck less, I have been creating a lot more than I have maybe, not in my, like, entire life, but in this is a lot for me to be creative with in a really, like, than I have been in a long time. I'm starting a little small business where I'm going to be hand making beauty products, like lip and body scrub, and it works for both, and I'm really, really, really excited about it. And I'm gonna start in small batches, so if you're interested in that, or I have my other one that I'm gonna do on the side with it and sell lip glosses, please let me know. I would love to hook up any of my friends and get the product out there to see if anybody wants to try it. If you want to support my small businesses, or support me or support this podcast, in the ways of, like, I put in my Linktree, the Linktree has all my links right now. And it's in my Twitter bio and it's in my Instagram bio. They have my PayPal and my Cash App. And it's really important to support small businesses right now. I'm not saying that I am a small business yet, but I am moving towards that. So investing in it is important. But I've been investing my little pennies that I've been able to scrunch here and there in small businesses during the quarantine. And it makes me feel really good to support people who work for themselves, because I think that's something that I've learned during this quarantine, that we as a whole, like as a common people, like not just in America, but like in every continent, we really need to learn how to be more self-sufficient and not depend on our like income that we have from our jobs. That so like when some if and when something like this happens again, you know, we're not totally SOL, aka shit out of luck. So yeah, if you, I'm really, really happy to be creating more, and I feel like I feel like my creative side has been really magnified during this time, because the like you have to have things to help you at the very least pass the time, but at the very most it's a whole new world for me. Like I've never gone into business for myself, and I've never really thought that I could profit off of being creative, and now it's becoming a reality, and I'm really, really excited about that. So if you would like to contribute to any of those things, you know, by all means, I would very much appreciate that. And the energy exchange will be there, because I believe in energy exchange. One of like my favorite Instagram people, her name is Big Empress Energy. She's all about energy exchange, and she's a small business owner, and I contribute to her small business a lot, but she contributes so much to my life and enriches it in a learning sort of way about myself and about my environment. So I feel good with that energy exchange. And the second I learned about energy exchange, it made the whole idea of money become a totally different, have a different meaning for me, where it's like, it's not, money isn't the root of all evil. It's really not. And when you don't look, when you look at it like energy, you're exchanging it all the time with other people. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that at the beginning, because it's something I'm really excited about that I'm moving forward with. And I wanted to keep quiet about it for as long as I could, but I ordered labels and I have like all of my stuff ready to go. So if you would like to participate or invest in any of those things or energy exchange with me, my PayPal is in the link in my bio, and my Cash App should be there too. Anyway, so that is part of what I've been doing during this quarantine, is definitely creating more. And I've been doing the podcast still, and it's been hard to stay motivated. I'm not gonna lie. Every couple weeks, every couple days, I have to be like inspiring myself. So I started writing notes and like outlining this title a couple days ago, because I was like, I hate following I'm not even gonna lie, I really hate following trends, especially when they have such like a negative field around it, like this quarantine thing. But it's been really good for me to keep creating and keep seeing my podcast as something that, like, you know, even if I only have a single digit or a really small amount of listeners every week, there are people who listen every week who really look forward to that. And I appreciate that so much. So I'm happy to share this with everybody, and I'm happy that people care about listening every week. So thank you so much if you're listening. You're the people who keep me going. You're the people who motivate me the most. You guys are the people who offer constructive criticism, who offer ideas, who tell me things they want to hear about, and who are honest with me about my small business ventures and this podcast. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it a lot. But stay creative. Like whatever creative outlets you have, like doing word puzzles, adult coloring books, crossword puzzles in the newspaper. I love doing stuff like that, and that takes up so much time. Ooh, I've seen a lot of people doing like OG puzzles, and I'm literally saying, I can't believe I've said OG puzzles. Okay, we're just gonna pretend like I didn't say that. But a lot of puzzles, like 1,000-piece puzzles and stuff, and those can really keep your brain moving. I, unfortunately, have attention deficit disorder, so it is really hard for me to stay focused past like a 5 to 10 minute time increment. But being creative in any ways will really help get you through this time, I promise. I've also been exercising a lot more during this quarantine. I won't get into this too much because I know I hate it when people tell me to exercise or tell me that exercise causes happiness, because I know that. And sometimes it's just hard for me to motivate myself to do that. But I've exercised more days out of this quarantine than I haven't. Like, I want to say I've maybe taken like a couple days off, which doesn't matter. Like, and when I say exercise, I mean like walking a mile with my mom in the morning or in the afternoon, and sometimes we'll go after dinner. But I sprained my ankle in March, and so I was running like every day before that, and so it was a really big bummer. But I've been going to physical therapy and trying and like walking with my mom and doing little exercises I've learned at physical therapy to try and really get myself back to good health. And I'm really excited because the last 2 days I've been able to run again finally, so I'm really excited to get back on my grind. But exercising more during this quarantine definitely help me stay sane, because what else are we gonna do besides I'm not gonna sit on my ass all day every day, I'll tell you that right now, because I am not gonna be one of those people who's just like sitting on the couch, like stuffing my face, being negative. And do you notice that a lot of those people who are being really negative and really pessimistic are often people who are just like really like not healthy? So like, I'm not gonna be one of those people. I want to be positive and optimistic, and I like, that's just how I'm gonna be. And I'm not gonna like I can't take in all this negativity from everybody, so it helps me kind of block some of that out too, you know. Put on your headphones. I have a really good workout mix I listen to right now that if anyone wants the hookup to, I got you. But yeah, exercising more has definitely helped block a lot of negative and pessimistic energy intake I've had, because I can just tune out and kind of do my own thing for like whatever 10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, like literally do whatever you want. But I do recommend being active as much as you would like to be, because I think it helps in the long run with helping block out negative energies and stuff like that. So another thing that's been really, really huge for me that I reconnected with during this time of quarantine is reconnecting with my faith. Some of you who listen to this might know this, some of you might not, but I actually was raised Catholic and I went to Catholic school for 8.5 years. And then I started exploring on my own Christianity for a little bit when I was in junior high. And then I kind of just became a shitty teenager and didn't want to believe in anything. Was just like, I just had it my own interesting experience with religion when I was younger. So I just kind of detached from it, and I didn't want it to define me. And I wanted to kind of explore, you know, being a kid without being religious, I guess. And I'm really thankful for one of my best friends, Caitlin. And definitely also grateful for my parents who have kind of just let me be free and kind of make these decisions on my own. But my best friend, Caitlin, has really, really helped reconnect me with my faith. Her and I have a lot of like similarities, like with our relationships with faith. And so her and I are kind of she's always been like active in like her faith community, because her dad is actually a pastor. And has his own church, but she has had times too that we can relate to where maybe we were a little disconnected with our faith. And so a couple weeks ago, we went to virtual church for my first time going to church, like besides going to like Christmas Eve church, which I haven't even done that in years. I haven't been to church by my own choice in years, and it was amazing. Her and I literally both like put our phones down and we're really in tune, and we had really, really prophetic conversations after that that were super positive, and that we both were like, oh my gosh, I think this is, you know, I think there's something to this whole religion thing. Well, I was like, you know, I think there's really something there for me. So reconnecting with my faith and kind of exploring how a lot of different types of faith are actually all really intertwined and connected. So that's been really cool to do that on my own. And have, you know, have faith that, like, you know, God is really, like, looking out for all of us and, like, has our back. So it's important to have faith and be optimistic and be positive. And don't, you know, depend on God, but, like, have faith that he has what's in your best interest at heart, you know? And that's hard for some people to digest. So, like, totally skip over this part if it doesn't, like, relate to you at all, but this is just what's helped me. And so I'm really happy with my choices, and I'm really grateful that there is even those choices to make, that I have those options. So reconnecting with my faith has been really, really, like, really pivotal in how to make my quarantine suck less. I've also been reconnecting with my family and, like, extended family a lot during this time. As some of you know, I don't drink anymore or consume any narcotics besides medical marijuana. But my family does happy hour Zoom meetings every week, and I think it's really cute and I think it's really fun. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming for me because I have an Irish family that's on these Zoom meetings, and they're hilarious and I love them to death. It's hard to get a word in. But if any of you are listening to this, this is not a bad thing. Someone in my family is always going to be tuned into it anyway, and it's really fun, honestly, and I'm really grateful that my family every week has been, even, like, my brother, my aunts, and my uncles have all been like, hey, like, let's all get together on Zoom, like, just even if it's once a week, and they call it, like, happy hour, and some people are drinking, some people aren't, but some of us are making dinner together. We did one on one of my brother's birthdays, we did one the other night. And I'm just really grateful to be reconnecting with my family because they've done, like, my extended family as well as my parents and my brothers. They've done so much for me growing up, and they've been through all my different life changes and my different clothes choices, my different hair choices, my different... I don't really bring guys around, so they haven't, you know, but they've seen me go through a lot of different phases in my life. And, you know, some of those I wouldn't have expected my family to stick around for, but they've always been there for me. So I'm really grateful to reconnect with my family during this time and spend a lot of time if you're going to spend time with anybody in quarantine, it should be at least people you're related to. But be sure to do it from a distance. So I'm happy that Zoom has become such a big thing during this time because it allows all of us to be together when we can't be together, you know? Reconnecting with my family has definitely made quarantine suck a lot less. And I'm really grateful for all of you, because I know a lot of my listeners are my family, and I'm so appreciative of the support from you guys, and I'm so appreciative that even during these Zoom meetings, my family members sometimes talk about my podcast, and I promise not to talk about raunchy things that much anymore, because some of my uncles told me they couldn't, hey, but I will try and keep it relatable. But thank you so much for supporting me always. My family means everything to me, and you realize how much family means, even if it's like you're talking about friends. Friends can, because my friends are family to me too, and they mean the world to me as well, and have been very supportive and optimistic with me through this time. So I'm definitely grateful for all of you guys aforementioned. So I just want to end this podcast on a good note, and just note that, like, you know, I'm choosing optimism in a time of fear, doubt, and pessimism. The optimism and positivity is quite literally saving my life because, you know, negativity and pessimism are, like, what makes people sick. Like, the more doubt you have in yourself and the more doubt you have that things will get better, of course they're not going to get better for you, but the people who who see this time as a time to like reconnect and like recollect are the people who are going to come out on top. And I'm not saying that's, or like, you know, not on top, but the people who are going to make it out okay. So please choose optimism, choose positivity, choose the upside of life. Just like, and I've had a friend once who told me a long time ago that everything is as easy as a choice. And the second that I realized that, I started living my life a lot differently, and it's really benefited me in the long run, and my health, me and my health especially. Like, I've seen such an upside and big positive change for my physical and mental health by choosing those things. So I hope that you guys can relate to some of the things that I mentioned that I'm doing more of in this time. And also, if anybody would like to support any of my small business ventures or even support this podcast, I'm just going to mention it once. I probably won't mention it that many other times because I'm really weird about that kind of stuff. But my Cash App is hashtag Darcy Soga X. DarcySogax. And then my PayPal is in the link in my Instagram bio. My Instagram bio and my Twitter bio as well. And my Venmo is, let me go find it, at Darcy Marie. So it's DarcyMarie. Or you can find me there on my first and last name too. But anyway, if you would like to support any of those things I'm working on right now, I will happily mail anything to anybody. Or if people are listening who are in my close proximity, I'm happy to drop things off at your house. But yeah, I really, really appreciate any of the support I get, especially people who listen to this podcast. So I just thought I would share the other small businesses I'm working on right now that I think that some of you would like to or would be interested in. So anyways, thank you so, so, so much for listening again. We will talk more next week, and thank you for listening to Playing the Field.